There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Well, my friend, wherever you are in this moment, I greet you.
Hello, my friend. It's good to take a little time with you again today. Hello, my friend. This is Dan Reilly. And it's a lovely late afternoon on the mountain.
Hello, my friend. Dan Reilly reaching out to you today.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Reilly, and I'm so glad to greet you. This is our 200th podcast, and Greg Lacamelli and I have been thinking and reflecting on these years and time with you and others as we simply enter into the peacefulness that is really promised us. The wonderful thing is it's not something we have to acquire. In fact, we can't. It's a given. It's ours, yes, for the asking, but especially for our opening up to it. This morning, I went down to the shore. I'm blessed to be in a friend's home in Spring Lake, New Jersey. And it was very, very cloudy for quite a while. I thought I missed this sunrise. And then I thought, no, the sun rose, but behind these clouds. But I sat there for a while, somewhat patiently. I'm not wildly patient, and you may not be either, but if we take our time, as we do, as we listen to each other here. For over the years, I've been listening to you. Not only you're speaking to me, but our presence now. The deep sense of the presence that is truly ours. The God that, as Francis says, dwells within our hearts. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The one Francis invites us to create within ourselves. A place where this God might dwell. This God has been communicating with us, relating to us. And so I found myself listening to you. Yes, times when I've been greeted by people who are following us in these podcasts, but also just the deep sense of longing to be one with you in this quiet prayer time. Quiet prayer time. I'm disrupting it. So may it move into quiet in a little while for you and for me. The clouds did break open this morning. The sun was quite beautiful, and I was able to take a few pictures, one that became an Instagram this morning. A gull was flying by, and the sun was rippling over the waters and breaking across the edge of a cloud. Clouds and Sun became the name of our podcast because of, I think, what I saw and experienced this morning. And the patience you and I have been called to over these years, but each day and now, right now, right now, right now, to treasure the sun that will break out, rise, open, shine within us. For there is a light that has overcome the darkness, and there is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call you. May our lives proclaim your goodness, our voices sing your praise forever.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Greg and I especially want to give thanks to friends of ours who were kind enough to offer us some of their music, which Greg does a wonderful job of bringing into the production of these beautiful podcasts. Cyprian Concilio, the prior at the wonderful monastery, Nuke Modeling Monastery in Big Sur, and Kim and Reggie Harris, very dear friends of the mountain and mine. Just an amazing twosome that are dear to me and continue to make music and have entered into their own careers. And John Michael Talbot, who has also allowed us to share some of his music along with our reflections. John Michael, Kim and Reggie, Cyprian, each of them itinerants in their own way, troubadours, bearing the voice and the songs of the kingdom out. And we do here as best we can, through clouds and sunlight, through times that are both full of joy, but revelatory even when they are dark, somehow God present to us. This is the feast day of St. Clare, and she wrote four beautiful letters to Agnes of Prague. Agnes was a princess, not only a noble woman as Clare was, and an informing religious life. Clare reached out to her to offer to her the inner formation of a Franciscan person. And in Clare's letters, one of them to Agnes, she gave us a quadrant, a four-part walking through prayer. To gaze, consider, contemplate, and imitate. To with all of our senses look upon, gaze, open, we might do that now. Consider, another author translates it, examine. I think of it as like explore. As we see and listen now, as you walk or ride or will in a while be somewhere else and you pause, we hear and feel what's here as Bonaventure invites us to with our senses and Clare does, and then we consider it, possibly examine it, explore it, with our hearts and souls wide open.
Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see.
Contemplation blooms there, this whole sense of being well and being still and knowing that God is, rises from being in the world, not being separate from it, gazing and considering and contemplating with our hearts and minds quieted. Our own sense of Franciscan mindfulness and open us to presence, our allowing things to appear and arise and pass, a spaciousness. And in this movement of gazing and considering and contemplating, Clara tells Agnes then to imitate. And others have translated as, in Francis's own words, too, to walk in the footprints of Jesus Christ, to move into action, to allow our contemplative selves, the beings you and I have been experiencing over these years, and now this Feast of Agnes and this 200th podcast, to be here. To be here and now, to be still and gaze, to know, consider, to contemplate that God is God, and to imitate God's life and actions and love as they're manifest to us in our brother, our Lord Jesus Christ. The readings through this time of the summer, August, are quite moving on Sundays and weekdays. John's Gospel opens to this rich sense of food and banquet and wheat in the fields, and that he is living bread for us that has come down from heaven. My sisters and brothers, may this moment be a banquet for you. May we rejoice in the promise we do on the mountain that the Lord of hosts will prepare for all peoples a choice meal, a banquet of rich wines and fine foods, and that this will be for all peoples, that our feet will walk among those who are not yet fed, that we will gaze and see the needs of others, and in considering them in contemplation, we will imitate Jesus and other great teachers who draw us into the midst of the world, amidst clouds and sun, and reveal the light that we Christians call the light of the living God. Greg and I greet you now and are so glad that you're back and listening to us. And we'll try to be somewhat regular in these podcasts, these wonderfully irregular times together. So find your own way to stillness now if you haven't already. And let us pray for the stillness, the peacefulness of our world and other hearts as we be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. My sisters and brothers, be at peace, live in joy, and share God's love. Dan Riley speaking for Greg Lacamelli and all others who support us in these little visits with God as the center of our lives.
Oh. in my heart.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, way down in my heart.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.